Now, 3 weeks ago, office workers began to return to the workplace for the first time in 18 long months. As a result, animal sanctuaries, though, are now seeing a spike in the number of pets being dropped at their door. The number of pets which are no longer wanted by their owners has reached such a high level that sanctuaries say they are at breaking point in trying to cope with the number of animals which now need to be housed. Clare Animal Welfare Sanctuary says they're running out of foster space amid this latest surge. And we are now joined by Judy Beck, the co-director of Clare Animal Welfare. Judy, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on Morning Focus.
Good morning, Alan, and thank you for having us.
Well, no, we're only too delighted, especially to highlight this very difficult situation. But you must, you and your colleagues, Clare Animal Welfare Sanctuary, just be so frustrated with the number of people who, when they had lots of time on their hands or were working from home, wanted a bit of company, went and got a dog or a cat or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. but didn't plan properly and didn't plan long term for when one day they would be returning to the office and, you know, there'd be nobody at home to look after this pet. And now they're just taking, I'm going to say, the easy option out by just fobbing the pet off on people like yourselves.
Yeah, I suppose we wouldn't see it as an easy option. It can be terribly traumatic for the family and, of course, for the dogs who have to come and leave their families and go into foster care. And of course, you know, for the children and the family, when mum and dad tell them, you know, we have to go back to work and the dog is just too much separation anxiety, possibly destroying the house when they're out due to anxiety, stress and boredom, of course. And it can be a very sad time. You know, a lot of these people would be first-time pet owners. They thought it was a great opportunity to get a dog. They had plenty of time, maybe a little bit more money because they weren't going out. And, of course, the kids had nothing to do. They were off school. And it seemed like a great idea at the time. And, you know, most of these families love their dogs. You know, it's... and then when they do have to give them up, it can be terrible for the family, but that's the reality of what's happening.
And now, and I know from having spoken to you guys before, the setup you have in terms of fostering animals is absolutely brilliant. You have a great kind of a foster network, but even that is reaching exhaustion point given the number of animals that are being left on your door.
It is, and of course some of our fosterers are returning to work as well. So we're getting a depleted stock of fosterers, if you like. You know, even if they have to return 2 to 3 days a week, we can't put a dog into a foster home where there'll be nobody at home all day long, even if it's just a couple of days a week. And it's the same with some of the families that they're only returning to work for maybe part-time, some of them, of course, full-time. But a dog being left alone in a house where they've never been left alone before, you know, and then maybe they think, oh, maybe it's better to go in the back garden for the dog because the dog will need to go to the toilet. But a dog in a back garden, bored, cold, he's going to bark, he's going to upset the neighbours, there's going to be complaints. And then, you know, they turn to us for help. And we're getting calls constantly. Many times a day, people saying that they need to surrender their dogs. And of course, this is on top of all the regular reasons that people surrender their dogs, such as having to go into nursing homes, relationship breakups, evictions. And of course, evictions are happening now again as well. Whereas before, there was a moratorium on people having to leave their homes. Now they're finding they're getting the notices from the landlords. They need to move out. They need to find alternative accommodation. And many, many landlords will not accept pets. And that is the one big reason that we are asked to take dogs and cats.
What are you guys going to do? I mean, if you're reaching the point where your foster network is, and as you say, there are even some of your fosterers having to go back to work, mm-hmm. I'm sure you don't want to reach the point where you're just refusing to help people or saying you can't, holding your hands up and saying there's nothing we can do, but it sounds like it's very much arrived at that point.
Well, we are asking people that they need to be patient with us while we find homes for the dogs that we do have. And we do have a waiting list of dogs to come in. And to ask them to find alternative arrangements, maybe for the dogs while they're at work, to call in help from family members, from, you know, different relations might be able to help out with taking the dog out for walks, possibly doggy daycare, And then, you know, maybe they haven't looked outside the box of what they can do to keep their family member, their little dog that they love so much, that maybe they can get help, or they can get help from a behaviourist to show them strategies to help the dog that's alone for some hours. I mean, some people may not be out all day long, and there may be strategies that they could use to help the dog cope while they are out of the house.
Judy, this is a potential solution in the medium to long term, maybe not so much in the short term, but there have been calls for mandatory training courses for those looking to become dog owners to be brought in this country. Is that something that you would support?
Well, I'm not sure that that's practical, because who's going to do the training course? As you say, it's certainly not a short-term solution, but we don't even have enough trainers in County Clare to help with the amount of dog problems that there are. Clare Animal Welfare have done sponsored and given scholarships to some of our volunteers to help them become dog trainers, and happily some of them just received their certificates last week. So we do have a few more dog trainers on the ground in the county to help people with some of their issues, and we may be able to refer people onto them if they are having problems with their young dogs. And of course, a lot of the dogs that were got during the pandemic are reaching that adolescent stage, you know, 9 months to 18 months, and that's when the dogs are teenagers. And it's difficult because they've gone past the cute puppy stage and they haven't gone into the settled adult stage. And this is when the big problems arise around that age. So it's come at a really bad time for these dogs as they're transitioning into adulthood, that they're now having to deal with all these changes in their lives as well.
Okay, we have to leave it there, and I'm sure there are others who would maybe share your concerns over the potential for those mandatory training courses for prospective dog owners to come in. But if it was possible, maybe they would help with this situation. But thank you very much for your time, Judy Beck, co-director of Clare Animal Welfare.